Thanks for joining us on our fourth podcast. It's been a busy week already at Beersford High School, and we've got a special co-host today as Ellie is traveling to Nashville for a dance competition. Our co-host, Easton Boom, some of you might recognize his voice from the games this basketball season. Welcome, Easton.
I'm happy to be here. This should be fun.
Definitely. I'm assuming you went to the game in T on Tuesday. How did it go? And how was your experience doing play-by-play for basketball games?
I did go to the game in T. It was a decent showing by the Watchdogs. Tate had a great game, playing some amazing ball. I think he put about like 26 points, which is pretty good. You know, they got some good minutes for the seniors. And otherwise, doing play-by-play for the basketball is fun, you know. Being able to celebrate some of the players and highlight some of the moments of some of the great athletes for Beersford is always fun to participate in and enjoy. So how was your FFA week been going?
It's been going good. Today is Farm Truck Thursday, so there's like a bunch of ranchy pickups, I guess you could say, in the parking lot. Tuesday, we had our petting zoo and career fair, brought all the elementary school over, and I'd say they enjoyed it pretty well. We had a lot of activities for them to do and things like that, just so that all the kids had a great time. And then tomorrow is Drive Your Tractor to School Day on Friday, so that will be pretty fun and interesting.
That sounds quite interesting. Well, should we get the show on the road?
We shall. Today, we have a couple special guests a little later on. But first, let's talk about the upcoming events we have now that all of our winter sports have concluded.
This weekend, we'll have state speech and debate. Congrats to Max, Lainey, Jameson, Haley, Emma, and Max.
On Monday, March 6th, there's an FFA meeting.
On Tuesday, March 7th, there's a track and field meeting at 2:45 p.m.
On Thursday, March 9th, it is Spring Media Day for our spring activities, and there is a parent meeting for softball at 6 p.m.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with one of our guests.
Today we have Mr. Chestnut, our high school wrestling coach, and a senior wrestler, Aaron Larson.
So, Coach, some of our listeners might not know, so could you please give us a quick rundown of who all made it to state and how they did at state?
Yeah, so we had six wrestlers make it to state, five guys and one girl. Every one of them won at least one match, so they were a match away from placing at the state tournament. We ended up having two, Peyton Frederick and Landon Shirk, that did place. Landon got seventh, and Peyton got fourth place. Our other qualifiers, Dexton Miller, at 113 pounds, and then we had our one girl, Reese Olson, at 132 pounds, and then moving up to junior, Robert Watkins, at 152, and then Aaron, with me here, Aaron Larson, at 220, also made it to state.
That's awesome. How do you think the season went as a whole? Were there really exciting memories made?
I'd say overall we had some ups and downs, but we finished fourth place at a regional and 12th at the state tournament as a team with, like I just said, two getting on the podium and placing. So overall pretty good season, and seniors ended on a pretty good note.
You have a good group of seniors this year. I'm sure they made an impact. So what is something that the seniors brought each day that would be tough to replace?
I mean, they really just had a lot of experience. I mean, most of them were, I've coached since seventh grade. So it was, didn't really have to, this year it wasn't a lot of showing them too much. They already know the technique and what to do. It was just about going out there and wrestling. So that was a lot. They really had brought some leadership too, helping out the younger guys, and they will be missed for sure.
It's always tough to replace seniors, but it's fun to look ahead at some of the upcoming wrestlers too. Who are you excited about seeing take the next step and into the next year?
Well, I would first say all of our qualifiers that are coming back, they're going to be hungry and ready to take that next step and place the state tournament. And then we also have some junior high guys that'll be back next year, that I know are ready to go. So we we have been young. We should be taking that next step in experience and have a lot of guys ready to go next year.
Thanks for joining us, Coach, and congrats on the great on a good season. We will be right back with our next guest.
Welcome back to the show, and thanks to Max Josko for being with us today to talk about state speech and debate.
Thanks for joining us, Max. Who else is competing this weekend for the team?
Well, it includes me, Jameson, we met, Laney Andrews, Haley Yacht, and then Max Kinney, and I think Emma Andrews is also.
What is the format of state, and how are you scored and judged for it?
The format, normally what happens is on Fridays we have individual events, which is speeches and extemp. And extemp is basically where you have 30 minutes to write a speech on a topic, and then you have to give it memorized right after, and it has to be around 7 minutes. And then speeches, there's informative speech, which is just a speech you give to inform people on a certain topic. And then there's an original oratory speech, and that is like a problem-solution speech. And both that and informative are about 10 minutes long. And how you're being judged in the speech side is you have, and there's preliminary rounds. Normally there's about 3 for speech events, and you have 1 judge for each round, and they'll write down any critiques, just if you did well on one part or if you need to work on another part. And then they have their own sheet that also has like each of our names, and then they score us 1 through 6, or depending on how many people are in the round. And then on the debate side of stuff, specifically for state, for debate, there's public forum in Lincoln Douglas. A public forum is a 2v2 debate, which is mostly weighed on like statistics. And then Lincoln Douglas debate is a 1v1 debate that's heavily weighed on like morals and stuff like that. And then through that, you just have one judge. There's normally 5 preliminary rounds for debate. And then for debate, there's also normally a hidden octo-final, semi-final, and then finals, and then a winner. And it's just the judge will pick whoever they thought won the debate.
Do you know what you are giving a speech about? And I know you know what you're debating about, but what is the topic this year?
The debate topic is it's about right-to-work laws, which basically, if you may know that South Dakota is a right-to-work state, and basically what that means is we say that in order to work, you aren't being forced to pay a due to join a union, and you aren't forced to join a union to do work. But there's some positive and negative impacts on each side. And so one person, and you don't know which side you're debating till like, because it's a coin flip right before the round, whether you're going to debate pro or con. And there's both positive and negative impacts of being a unionized state or being in a union. I think the main argument is just going to be that it's the right thing to do on both sides, because there's a lot of statistics that show that even if you are in a right to work, if you're in a union, or we should be given the choice because it's the right thing to do it, but we shouldn't be forcing people to do anything. And then the other side is arguing that unions are so impactful and helpful to our community that they should be a required thing. And then on the speech side of things, I know for sure for extemp, you can prepare a little bit on what you're going to talk about, but we're given a list of 1 to 30 questions, and we have no idea which one of them we're going to get. And there's two sides to extemp. There's domestic extemp, and then there's also international extemp. Domestic is all things politically related in the U.S., and then international is all around the world. And you don't really know what you're giving a speech about on that. And then on the informative and oratory side, you do know what you're talking about because you have months to prepare. Like, I already started writing my informative speech for next year. So
exciting. Well, thank you for joining us today, and thank you all for listening to this week's podcast. And good luck to everyone for going to state speech and debate. Be sure to check out Dogbone Entertainment on Facebook and Instagram to stay updated for upcoming